I was doing a little bit of robbing Peter to pay Paul kind of scenario where I would try and bank calories, or then I would try to limit calories the next day because I went over. And so that's when I realized I really need to address this situation and just have a hard, fast rule. This is what I'm going to have. If I want to have it, but just stick to that 2-drink rule. And I employed a 5-2 strategy, which means that I would have a little bit less calories during the week and just a little bit more calories on the weekend. So I had 250 calories extra on the weekend.
This is Mastering Menopause. By using fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, and mindset, you can master your hormones and get your body back. I'm Kathy Cote with Catalyst Fitness and Nutrition. Let's get into it.
Welcome back to Mastering Menopause. Today is probably going to be a little bit different from what I usually do. I don't have anything written out. I just have some thoughts on my mind that I thought I would share with you. So today is St. Patrick's Day. And in past St. Patrick's Days, like before I really started looking at nutrition and how I fuel my body, I had an unhealthy relationship with alcohol and with food. And so I definitely had some disordered eating as far as what are good foods, what are bad foods, what are the foods that I should be taking out. So I was definitely caught up in that little cycle. But I also had a really unhealthy relationship with alcohol. And so when it came to tracking my macros, I would be spot on. And then I would just have a glass of wine and just be like, it's just a glass of wine. It's really not a big deal. But most of the time, I can't have just one glass of wine. So one glass of wine would be 2 glasses of wine, which could be 3 glasses of wine. And here's the thing. So a serving of wine is 5 ounces. Who pours 5 ounces of wine? Unless you live in Utah, which I do, right? They actually measure out 5 ounces, but nobody else measures out 5 ounces of wine. So if you're going to a restaurant, you're typically going to get at least 6.5 ounces, probably 7.5 ounces of wine. If you know bartenders like I do, you're going to get a hefty pour. And also what you pour at home. And we're looking at potentially for me having 2 glasses of wine as like 16 ounces of wine. And so that should really count as 3 glasses of wine. So here I am hitting my macros. Now, I will say my macros were at like 1400. I was stuck in my dieting calories for decades. And so here I am adding another 375 calories on and just in denial about that. But I did really have an unhealthy relationship with alcohol as far as there would be times when I would definitely binge and have 5 drinks, 6 drinks. And you know, I definitely wouldn't count those calories, but just the toll that it took on my health and my energy and my motivation. And I was also like a runner, a pretty big runner at the time when I was just like going through the throes before my journey. I think I ran for 10 years. So I started when I was 35, actually 15 years. I stopped running when I turned 50 due to an injury. And I would run. So I was like, the alcohol isn't a problem because I'm getting my workouts in. I'm running, you know, but still not seeing like really what the toll was of having more than 2 glasses of wine would really impact my performance and my mood and my energy. The reason that this is all coming up for me right now is because it's St. Patrick's Day. And I remember like having to bank calories so that I could like fit alcohol into my day. And so when I did start the coaching journey, I realized, hey, I need to account for those alcohol calories. And so I was doing a little bit of robbing Peter to pay Paul kind of scenario where I would try and bank calories, or then I would try to limit calories the next day because I went over. And so that's when I realized I really need to address this situation and just have a hard, fast rule. This is what I'm going to have. If I want to have it, but just stick to that 2-drink rule. And I employed a 5-2 strategy, which means that I would have a little bit less calories during the week and just a little bit more calories on the weekend. So I had 250 calories extra on the weekend. Now, we use this strategy for our clients all the time. And this is something where you would put in your carbs, extra carbs. This is where you could put in, like, we're having pizza or we're having a couple beers or something like that, where we can fit extra calories in. And so that strategy works really well. I always used my extra calories for alcohol, but that way, like, I knew I had those 2 glasses of wine and it was good. It wouldn't hurt my macros. So that, once I got dialed that in, that was so much easier for me. And that's how I was able to finally to hit my goals and not have alcohol derail me. But I do remember just really trying to bank calories or try to take calories away the next day because I overindulged. And I'm just so glad to be out of that cycle. And that's what counting macros did for me, because once I had to be, like, actually accountable and be real about how much I was drinking and seeing, like, what portion sizes look like and what that was actually doing to my calories, right? Blowing my calories, my macros all over the place. So it really helped address that. I wouldn't say that I was an alcoholic. I just like to drink, you know, so, and just having, if you're trying to reach a fat loss goal, then looking at alcohol is going to be the biggest favor that you can do for yourself, because it will definitely hinder your progress, I should say. It will stall progress as well, depending on what is going on with alcohol. The biggest thing that you can do, like the biggest hack that you can do for your body, especially when you're going in menopause, is to just take a break from alcohol. I'm not saying you have to give up alcohol, or maybe I am a little bit, but to get to your best results quicker, it is definitely going to be to your advantage to eliminate alcohol for a bit, or limit it. Anyways, I was just at the Real Coaches Summit this last week, and Danny Matranga spoke on this, and I think that he said that the number of drinks that you can have safely during the week, and not safely, because there is no safe amount of alcohol to have. That is his approach. Follow him on Instagram or on Facebook, and you'll see what he's talking about. But I believe that they said that it is one drink per day for women, but not to have more than 2 drinks, which would be considered binging if you have 3 glasses of wine or 3 drinks. And so that's where really we start to see, like, the health risks, especially as you're going through menopause, is having those, like, binging episodes where it's not great for your health. It really isn't. Alcohol is a toxin. Everybody's all concerned about seed oils and aspartame, you know, but they're sitting there with a glass of wine saying, oh, there's no way I would drink a diet Dr. Pepper. That's poison. That'll kill you. But I digress. I am not anti-alcohol, but I will say that it will absolutely impact your results. And if you're serious about reaching a weight loss journey and alcohol is causing you to binge on the weekends, right, or having you ingest extra calories, empty calories, then that's going to hurt your process and your progress. And so here we are. It's St. Patrick's Day. I know for me in the past that this would be an event. I'm not even Irish. It would definitely be a drinking event, and I would almost always end up having more than I needed to have. And that's what's bringing all this up right now for me, is, like, I'm just glad to be out of that cycle and just be able to drink a little bit more responsibly these days. And so I invite you, if alcohol is becoming a problem, like, I didn't really see it as a problem. I don't see myself as an alcoholic, and I hate to have, like, labels on it. I could go plenty of times without it, but usually for me, if I have one, that's going to be 3. It's pretty typical. I've now got to the point where I can just have 2 and we are good. And that's just my personality, is I just can't have the one. It has to be the 3. And so I've had to reframe how I look at alcohol and also saying it doesn't have to be that way. That doesn't have to be just because I have one, now I'm going to have three. So really retraining my brain to be like, I can have two and it's totally fine. I hope this helps. I just want to share my experience with alcohol and just know that if you're serious about your health and weight loss goal, that it would be very productive to consider taking a break from alcohol. Try it for 30 days. I'm not saying you have to give up alcohol forever. To get your fastest results and to actually feel and optimize your health, then that would definitely be something that I would recommend. So if you have any questions or thoughts about that, or if you want to reach out to me and ask me any questions about my journey, I'm more than happy to share. You can just send me an email or reach out to me on Instagram or on Facebook. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that you have. And I'm just hoping that this helps somebody think of alcohol in a different light. And I hope that you have a happy St. Patrick's Day. If you're listening to this today, then we are at the very last minutes of enrollment for Jumpstart, which is my 4-week group coaching program, which I'm super excited about. We're going to get that underway, and I'm looking forward to that. So we have about, let's see, I think it's about 16 ladies enrolled in that as of now. So I'm super excited for them to just show them a different way to look at food and looking at it as a form of self-care instead of something that we just need to eliminate. Having them thinking about it with abundance rather than scarcity. And same with exercise, having that sweet spot of exercise, not exercising too much or too little. So that's basically what Jumpstart is about. I will include the link just in case registration isn't closed. It's closing at 5 p.m. EST today on the 17th. And that's all that I have for you today. So thank you so much for listening. If you know somebody that might benefit from this, then please share it with them. I appreciate it as always. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.